This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is a name of it, As-Salat. And this is found in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ, that I divided As-Salat, meaning the Fatiha, I divided it between me and my slave in half. So when the slave says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, Hamidani Abdi. Allah says, this is a conversation. There is a dialogue. You need to feel this when you're reading Surah Al-Fatiha in order for it to have an effect on you and treat your stress and your calamities and also your depression and your anxiety. When you say all praise belongs to the Lord of the worlds, Allah would say, Hamidani Abdi, my slave has shown gratitude to me. You know what that means? It means that Allah has acknowledged your gratitude towards Him. You know, often, most of the times, we sit down and we say, did Allah hear our praise? Did Allah recognize it? Does Allah hear me? Can Allah hear me? Does He know that I'm praising Him and thanking Him? Yes! In Surah Al-Fatiha, He says, Hamidani Abdi, my slave has been grateful to me. So Allah Azza wa Jal acknowledges it. Then when the slave says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Athna Alayya Abdi, my slave has praised me. Once again, Allah acknowledges your praise of Him. You don't worry to say, did Allah hear me? Did He acknowledge? Did He accept from me? You just be concerned about reading Al-Fatiha. And the response is there, yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla has acknowledged your praise of Him. When the slave says, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Majjadani Abdi, my slave has glorified me and honored me. And Allah has acknowledged your glorification of Him. And when the slave says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een, you alone we worship and you alone we seek your help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذِهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, that's between me and my slave. Look at the conversation now. It's become personal. It's like Allah is saying, this is between you and I. No one's involved in this. This is between you and me. And for you is what you ask. You haven't even asked yet. The asking of guidance is coming next. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. But because you've shown gratitude to Allah by saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and you've praised Allah and you've glorified Him by saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with the servant. He's pleased with the servant to the point where He says, and for my servant is whatever he asks for. You're in a position to ask now. So when the slave says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, guide us to the straight path, guide us to the path that you be, of those who you bestowed your favor and your mercy upon, other than the path of those who earned your anger and your wrath, and those who are misguided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذِهِ لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, that is for my slave, and surely for him is what he requested. And Allah Azza wa Jal continues to give us guidance. Whether you realize or you don't, that's because you're reading Surah Al-Fatiha at least 17 times a day in your salat. And you ask, why am I here tonight? Why have I chosen on a Friday night to come and sit when I could have done a million other things and listen to the word of Allah being recited and being explained? You know why? Because perhaps during this day, Allah Azza wa Jal, He heard that اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ of yours, and He's guided you. He guided you to this event. So you can hear something that will benefit you in your relationship with Allah. Allahu Akbar.